This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at your service and on your side as we profoundly impact your life with our divine intelligence. We're snat here. Actually, there is a way. We've now provided you with a new service of sorts. As you know, beside the DJV show, which has Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, we spend a number of hours every day together sharing our thoughts and our hopes and our dreams and our perspective on things that are happening. But I, on my own, don't seem to get enough from these three ladies, so I have to go off on my own and do other things in the audio world, like an hour that's being podcast called Your Hidden Power. If you go to yourhiddenpowershow.com, you will listen this week to a discussion of how your limiting beliefs hold you back. A lady named Jane Gardner, who runs something called the Divine Intelligence Institute, getting you to understand how to use your mind better. Because, you know, we only use, what is it they say, 10, 12, 14% of our brain? That's all we ever put to use. So that limits you right there. And she works on explaining how you can use your mind to have, better, healthier life without psychological disorder. That really is one of the things. By the way, that's, the podcast is called Your Hidden Power. Go to yourhiddenpowershow.com for that. And you can hear archives of the other shows as well. You may find it intriguing. But isn't that really true, ladies, that we, some people say we're our own worst enemies and it's tough for us to wake up? You realize at some point in life that you miss a lot of things just by the way you allow yourself to be held back. And it's basically out of fear. One of the things that bothers me, there are two things that are around today that may make people fearful. And I'll tie one of them into, you know, we go through some of the things that the day is all about. Like today is Get Smart About Credit Day, established by the American Bankers Association to help encourage you to get a handle on your credit. Better if it starts young. Not at all uncommon for households to have thousands of dollars in credit card debt alone and student loans and stuff. When you start out your first job and you have $100,000 in debt, that's a pretty discouraging way. And then if you buy a car, it becomes more, right? Homes, first homes, $170,000, $175,000. Isn't that about what yours? Well, you bought your home, though, Jennifer. Nobody. Your
right.
Family
and it wasn't $175,000. I wish that would have been a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I wondered in thinking about that, Victoria, how the ladies, if you're going to be smart about your credit, one of the things you need to know, as we've heard in the last month or so since the Equifax thing started, is what your credit report says about you, because you won't be able, if you have the ability to pay it back, you still won't be able to borrow the money if you don't have a good strong credit report from the three agencies. So with all the attention on Equifax, where is that now?
Well, it looks like the newest threat with Equifax is the IRS. Lots of fraudulent IRS filings, especially for small businesses and for estates and things like that. They're finding that because a lot of that data is already out there, that the hackers and people who are trying to steal money from the government there and from people, they're filing a lot of fake IRS reports.
To get refunds.
To get the refunds. And yes, and it's, They're even going into people's annuities and people's life insurance policies. I mean, it's, you have to be really, really careful. And a lot of the times, unfortunately, consumers are handing over information and falling victim to these phishing scams and not realizing that they're...
Every day, we all get these things, and you think they're from a reliable source, somebody that looks like something from somebody you know or some company that you're... It's really, I saw three of them yesterday on my email. And I looked at one of them, I was rattled a bit because I almost opened it.
Yeah, I know. It's really scary.
Teases to get you to open things up to these people. So is Equifax still it isn't just Equifax. You're talking about all the credit agencies now are getting this, or is it more Equifax?
Well, Equifax, obviously, with the big breach, they're the ones who are sort of the culprit, really. But, you know, again, we've been saying this, the safest thing to do, if you know that you don't need a new credit card, you're not getting a new car, you're not buying a house, freeze all of your reports. So at least, even if your data is out there, and here's the other thing, a lot of cybersecurity experts are saying, everyone needs to assume that their stuff is already out there, because most likely it is. And so you can go on the Equifax website, you can enter in the last four digits of your social, and they'll tell you if you're affected or not. But even if it says you're not, you have to just assume that your information has been compromised.
They don't tell the truth normally, so why are they going to tell the truth
exactly
now?
I mean, they did say on mine that I was affected, so I don't, really. You know. But I have all my stuff frozen. I froze it the first day that this breach announcement came out.
When you say freezing it, what does that mean?
What it means is if someone has my Social Security number and they try to take anything out in my name, store credit card, car loan, whatever, when they run the credit, it will automatically come back. They'll go back to the person and say, I'm sorry, Ms. Fake Victoria, but your credit reports are frozen. And so they can't do anything. So they can't open anything. They may have my Social Security number, but they can't open anything in my name. And that's where you need to stop. That's the stopgap.
Ms. Fake Victoria versus Ms. Fake Jennifer and Ms. Fake Kara?
Yeah.
Everywhere. Okay. How many of you know what the big dark is?
The big dark.
Familiar with the term being used now, the big dark?
Is it like the dark web?
Well, no. It is the weather. There's a pattern. this is actually, we were talking earlier about the storms that are coming to the Pacific Northwest. There's actually about a 5,000-mile-long belt of rain that starts in China, goes all across the Pacific to British Columbia, and that is what's going to affect the weather in Washington and Portland in the next couple of days. But the storm is huge. I mean, think about it. If you look at a map, you can go. If you want to just Google Big Dark, you'll find this storm. And NASA's trying to figure out what the atmospheric conditions are that make this sort of a storm. It's like a river goes across from China, Japan, and then the river is all across the North Pacific, and it's now battering British Columbia and will put 15 inches of rain and some snow, 5 inches of snow, over Puget Sound in Washington State over the next 24 to 48 hours. Wow. I'm looking at this giant band of clouds that is on the satellite from the National Weather Service, and that's how you get the connections. You understand what's going on here in terms of the wind and the rain. A lot of people in Washington State do not have power today. It's just another example. It's like a bad movie, some of this stuff. It really is. Some of these movies that you see, the devastation... It comes as a result of all of these storms and the end of the world. Isn't there a movie around now that kind of the satellite, Gerard Butler's in a movie, that the satellites take over the weather? Haven't you seen the promo for that movie?
No.
I think it may be coming out this weekend. Matter of fact,
it's all about behind?
Satellites. Oof. All right, well, Jennifer, we're going to put you in the spotlight in a moment because the television report is next here on the DJV Experience.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free, powered by Iron Mountain. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
57 channels? Can you imagine that? Netflix apparently knows the shows that you binge on. I guess they're keeping track. Is this like any other outfit now? They have cookies everywhere so they can tell. But isn't that... I don't find that... I see a headline here. Netflix knows which shows you binge on the fastest. What does that mean? The ones that you are most attracted to quickly,
the ones
that you go to, ones that come
through.
Out?
Yeah, the ones that people sweep through the quickest. If you binge watch something, you're watching six episodes a night or something you just can't stop. I mean, for me,
like
it's
House of
Cards. 24. House of
Cards.
Oh, yeah,
24.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah, yep. Right. So the top 20 binge Netflix originals, The Gilmore Girls number one, Fuller House number two, The Defenders, number three. The Seven Deadly Sins, four. The Ranch, five. Santa Clarita Diet, six. Trailer Park Boys, seven. F is for Family, eight. Orange the New Black, nine. Stranger Things, 10. Grace and Frankie is in there. I'm looking for House of Cards in the top 20. And I haven't seen... Oh, there it is, number 16. Glow is number 18. That surprise you? That... Because House of Cards put Netflix on the map.
I think that shows that are longer are harder to binge, too. Like, I love Game of Thrones, but I wouldn't binge it because the content is heavy and they're longer shows, whereas, like, Stranger Things is a little bit shorter. Grace and Frankie, I think, is a little bit shorter. Some of those shows, they're just easier to watch a bunch of episodes because they're not as long or heavy.
How important is it that Alicia Keys is returning to The Voice?
That's great. She won the last one.
Yeah.
She's a competitor.
She is.
So it's going to be her with Kelly Clarkson and the two guys?
Adam Levine and Blake Shelton, right. Yep. So this is season 13. Miley Cyrus and Jennifer Hudson are out.
I would like to see
and
one season.
So is Gwen Stefani and... but wasn't Keys on with Stefani before?
Yeah.
I think she was.
So Gwen Stefani's not coming back. Alicia Keys is. I would like to see... I know the guys are super successful. I would like to see one season where they trade them out for someone else.
I'll fail without him.
I don't like Adam Levine very much. I would love to see someone else take his place. I told Victoria before I would love to see a Bruno Mars or someone like that take over
He'd
for him.
He'd be great on there. Oh, my gosh. He'd be amazing. I just think that the show without Blake and Adam will not go anywhere. That's... I don't know that people actually watch it for the show as much as they watch it for the interactions with the judge. And I don't know. It'd be an interesting experiment.
Yeah. All right. Jen, what's up tonight?
All right, well, we can watch some baseball tonight. We've got the Dodgers squaring off against the Cubs. It'll be game at number 5. Thursday night football, the Oakland Raiders, who were supposed to be Super Bowl worthy this season. Well, they've got a 4-game losing streak going as they host the Kansas City Chiefs. That'll be in Oakland on the NFL Network or on CBS. If you like Halloween and you're ready to get in the mood for it, it's a great pumpkin. Charlie Brown airs at 8 o'clock on ABC. Gotham is new at 8 on Fox. Of course, NBC has Will and Grace. And Chicago Fire, and I don't know, what else do you want? Mysteries at the Museum, Dougie? That's on the Travel Network at 8. Feel like that's something you'd watch, maybe.
Oh, yeah, love that. All right.
Mystery
at the Museum. Thank you. It is 21 after.
Mm-hmm. With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, little woman, please make up your mind. You've got to come into my world and leave your world behind. Come on now.
Na 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 na.
You've got to
come down from that cloud, girl, and leave your world behind.
Wow. This is sure a moldy oldie. I haven't heard this song. I don't think since I was a disc jockey. We're going into throwback Thursday mode here on the DJB Experience with the top five songs from this week in 1969. And the number five position belongs to bubblegummer Bobby Sherman, who recorded on a record label that had a... It was called Paisley Music or something. It was pretty silly. That song's called Little Woman. All these songs sounded the same. It really is. Pretty amazing. I think he's still around. He had a half a dozen hits, and they all sounded the same. All right, so this number... five this week in 69. Let's move to number four. One of my faves from the Presley person is a song called Suspicious Minds. All right, crank this up here. It's good. This good? Do you like this?
Love this. Someone told me once they thought it was great Elvis trivia that this was the only song Elvis ever wrote. It wasn't. I looked it up. He didn't write it. Would have been good trivia.
Yeah. There's another version of it around by an Elvis impersonator, sort of, but not impersonator. But,
I think No Doubt did a really good cover of this, too.
Yeah, I don't know that version. Yeah. Suspicious Minds, number four, this week, 1969. Number three was a one-hit wonder for a studio group with Tony Barrows as the lead singer in The Archies. This is Sugar! Sugar!
And you got me.
Loveliness of loving you.
I just can't believe the world. this feeling too.
Bubblegum. This is a bubblegum era, man. Last of the late 60s tunes. This was not considered a bubblegum tune, but it was a fabulous hit that lasted for most of the summer. It's waning, but it's still number two position this week in 1969. Sly, Sylvester Stallone. No, not the same one. Sly, not Sly Stallone. Sly... wait a minute. My mind went
there. And the Family Stone?
No,
Sly and the Family Stone?
His real name is Sylvester... I'm trying to remember his last name. I want to say Stewart, but I'm not sure that's it. But anyway. Sly and the Stone for the hot fun in the summertime. This guy was one of the first big druggies. Hi, number one. Victoria always gets such a big charge. I think she just finds these tunes because she likes to see how silly I can get with this music. Temptations were number one. 2 weeks at the number one position with I Can't Get Next to You. Not my favorite Temptations tune, but pretty typical for their bill of fare. 28 after the hour in the DJV Throwback Thursday segment.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, why did Aston Martin create a DB11 with a V8 engine when the V12 was so successful? China gets fined for CO2 output, so the V8s are free of the pollution tax there. There are some differences on the exterior of the V8. The V8 only has two vents in the hood as opposed to four vents in the V12. It has a slightly different grille, different wheels, and for the first time in history, Aston Martin is spelled out across the rear of the boot. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Now 34 after the hour, it is the DJV Experience, and this is Thursday, and we have Victoria and Kara and Doug at your service. We're going to go through the food news, or at least some of the food news today. But first, a graduate of the Donald Trump School of Sensitivity, the Framingham, Massachusetts fire department dispatcher, was put on leave yesterday after she recommended a mother who called with a baby who wasn't breathing put the baby in the car and drive her to the hospital. I shouldn't laugh about it, but it's so, I mean, it kind of reminds me, although I don't know whether I'm really reading into, because the news media is so negative on Trump, and I see that thing about what he said to the wife of the soldier that got killed, and
that seems to be so, crazy.
I don't know. But
you know what the sad thing is, though? The real message is being lost. Someone lost his life, and he has a pregnant widow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the real thing, that all this Twitter stuff and this back and forth, like, let it go. Let's focus on what's really important.
What's really important is this guy lost his life for no good reason. He's serving the country doing what?
That's the other thing. We don't know.
In that circumstance. Come on.
Right.
All right. So anyway, back to the dispatcher. The baby was revived and is okay. That's the good thing.
Well, the question that I have in the situation is, what are they supposed to say?
Because we're going to send an ambulance right away. That's what they're supposed to say. An ambulance is on its way. That's what they're supposed to say.
That's fine.
That's why you call the dispatcher at the EMT.
Because the impression that I got from the way you said it was that she was, like, calling for advice on what to do with her baby that wasn't breathing.
Help! My baby is not breathing!
Taking the baby to the hospital is the more logical thing than them trying to help over the phone.
Yes!
But if they
suggested
them driving instead of sending an ambulance, then it doesn't make any sense.
But the EMT training manual recommends when a mother calls with a baby not breathing, the dispatcher keeps the mother calm on one hand, takes her step by step on how to perform CPR, and then sends the ambulance all at the same time. That's what they're trained to do. I tell her to get in the car and go to the hospital. That's a little brutal, I think. Anyway. Okay, the New York Times today is reporting, Victoria, that there are problems with advertisements now. Never mind fake news. There are fake ads showing up on these various sites trying to get people to do things, and they seem now somebody's buying space in the New York Times and other online entities to sell things to people that don't exist, but they're actually instead of trying to sucker you in with an email or something, you know, from the chief Hooga Booga in Nigeria who wants you to, he's got $5 million for you, all you gotta do is send him your bank account and he's gonna send you the $5 million. Okay, so this is more sophisticated. These are actual ads that are appearing on Facebook and Google and in the newspapers, that sort of thing. And they're, it's easy enough, apparently, to mimic whatever the tools are, like a logo for some company. You can duplicate those things. We all see that kind of stuff. But then the ad is so good at sucking people in because it is basically getting you to think about doing something that these companies are all well known for. Google, Facebook, and they say this is a crisis. Now, they don't know who to believe. You know, whose money do you take?
Right.
Is that kind of an offshoot of the political stuff? Isn't that where it started? Those were sort of fakey, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
All that political stuff? And now, wow. Man, I wouldn't want to trade my time, even though I've been around before in other lives and we'll probably be back to haunt you at some point, Victoria, later on. But I've never seen anything like this. This is, you know, we all talk about the Wild West and what it was like. This has got to be the equivalent of it in modern times. Using these various social media sites, and now they don't even know they're taking money from illegitimate sources. It's for advertising. It's really, it really is. It's pretty amazing stuff. All right, speaking of amazing stuff, let's do some food news here. 39 past the hour. Americans waste a lot of food. That's one of the things that we talk about a lot here. What do we do about all the food that we are wasting? So one of the problems, we've sort of done a series of conversations about this week and preparation for Thanksgiving and all the food we'll have around. So one of the things that we do, because of the sell-by dates and use-by dates and best-by dates, that kind of stuff. In essence, we were having dinner the other night, and there was some veggies in a little prepared container. So Meredith looked at them and saw the date used by October 9th or whatever it was. And she opened it because it was October 10th, and she was ready to toss it. I said, no, because she knows I'll eat pretty much anything, but she won't.
Oh, we know. We've heard.
So she opens it, and she smells it. She says, this is okay. You can eat it. So I did. That's fine. I'm still here. Look at this. So anyway, the point here is that there is a new comprehensive infographic that's been introduced on freezerlabels.net that shows you exactly how long you can freeze any type of food. For example, I didn't know this. You could freeze non-citrus fruits for a year. Because I buy frozen fruits to put in my smoothies. Other foods, I don't know about ice cream. I got to find out about ice cream. I don't know if that's in this report or not. Foods last for months longer than you may think, proving yet again that your freezer has more leftover storing power than you thought. You can freeze veggies, juices, steak, margarine, spices, lobster, whole chickens, turkeys, muffins, pork roast, beef roast for 12 months and more. In some cases, some items that should never be frozen may surprise you as well. Lettuce. It's junk after you freeze it. Anything that's a green vegetable, you cannot. I thought everybody knew this. You can't freeze stuff like this because it's a different consistency and it crystallizes. Apples. My daughter got me onto this, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Frozen grapes. Have you ever had frozen grapes?
No.
Try it. Try frozen grapes. Freeze some grapes, green grapes.
Mm-hmm.
They are yummy.
And you can use them as ice cubes in wine, too, because they don't dilute the flavor.
That's I've heard of, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Deli meats, vacuum-sealed foods, coffee, mayonnaise, pudding, hard-boiled eggs, cream cheese. You can't freeze that stuff. Everybody knows that.
But you know, the vacuum-sealed thing, that's where I've been bad, because I have bought vacuum-sealed like chicken breasts or things like that, and I've just tossed them right into the freezer, and apparently you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Well,
but we did post this whole thing is on our Facebook page, so if you want to look at the whole graphic, and it is very detailed, each type of meat, each type of vegetable, how long it can freeze, the whole nine, it's up there. It's great.
All right. Check it out, facebook.com/DJV show. All right, Halloween in the Focus next on the DJV Experience.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
Law and Vengeance is somewhat of a follow-up to Law and Disorder. Law and Disorder was also based on a real case. That was more of a very complex environmental case and a very complex pharmaceutical case where people were actually dying because of the conduct of corporations. That was a true story, just like Law and Vengeance is. Law and Vengeance is just an extension of what this law firm, Bergman Dicotomis, faces every day. The stories can't be made up. They're actually true. And so that's why these novels are fairly easy to write, because you're basing it on what's happened in your office for years. Day after day, you start seeing this kind of corruption.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dicotomis, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
44 after the hour here on the DJV show. Shoe. It's the DJV shoe. Boo! Did I scare you, Kara?
You might have busted my eardrum.
Halloween time, trick-or-treat time. How do you make this time of year more of a treat and less of a trick? Pandora Amaratis is joining us from the Daily Mail with some scoops on how to make Halloween much better this year. This is the theme. I was talking, Pandora, earlier about my grandson, who's not quite three, discovering Halloween a little bit this year. He went out to get a llama costume. Well, his mother took him to a place to just see what he could get out of it, what he could learn from it. And so it's turned into something that's kind of cool. So now you're going around to try to help people understand where to start when it comes to making the most out of Halloween. Are we talking about what to have available for people when they visit, what to wear for costumes, what to do for a party? What are we focused on here?
A little bit of everything.
Really? All right. So as the style director at Daily Mail, let's start with costumes, shall we?
Okay.
What are the hot costumes this year?
We can. Okay, so there's two top costumes this year. There's the iconic October favorite, Hocus Pocus, and the Netflix hit Stranger Things. And their new season is debuting just in time for Halloween. These official costumes can be found exclusively at Spirit Halloween, which is the largest Halloween specialty retailer in North America. It really is a one-stop shop. You can buy it all there.
See, I don't think she can hear me at all, Kara, so maybe we can try to straighten this out. Not a good connection, because this is a great thing to talk about, but if we can't hear what she's saying, then we got to do something sort of dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. So we'll try to reconnect with Pandora, but because this is the sort of thing that people are talking about, and they can learn from, Victoria.
Absolutely. I was just asking, the question that you just asked was, what are the hot costumes this year?
Yeah.
Because usually there are a few that, you know, are celebrity-inspired or election-inspired, so I was wondering what they are this year. But it sounds like Stranger Things from Netflix might be one of the most popular.
How so?
Well, there's a great cast of kids, and Winona Ryder is also in it, so, you know, it's a great group costume. If you have four friends, you can each be one of the kids in Stranger Things. It's kind of like, I liken it to, it's very Spielberg-esque in the sense that it's very Goonies, you know, the kids are really the driving force and the stars of it.
The most expensive costume that you've heard of this year for Halloween?
There's
a Cosmo article, I think, on this sort of thing. What brought me around to thinking about it is because Neiman Marcus has come out with its Christmas catalog of the most expensive things you could possibly imagine.
Person
who has everything.
Yep.
A French fry purse for $5,695.
A French fry purse?
Yeah. A gold-plated slinky for $150.
Wow.
Let's see here. There is a New Year's Eve party you can buy for somebody to entertain 300 people in Times Square. Cost you $1.6 million. That's in the needless markup catalog this year. Jewelry and the things that are made connected to Zambia. It's interesting. Mary's going to Zambia in a couple of weeks. You can go on a trip to Zambia. I'm sure she didn't pay this, but there's one available for the person who has everything and wants to go to places nobody else ever goes, $300,000 from Needless Markup. A pair of specially designed, specially painted Rolls-Royce convertibles, $885,000. Get that in the Needless Markup catalog.
Fun.
You can go to France, to Champagne in France, make your own. Trip costs you $150,000. How about that?
To make your own champagne in France.
Right. Yep. You can go to the Ryder Cup and play golf for $250,000. This stuff is all out just today. Let me see, what other ones do I find here. Here's a Parisian handbag tour for the woman that wants to shop for the best handbag. Cost you $45,000 for a day.
Well, I mean, there are some, you know, Birkin bags that will cost you up to $20,000 just for the bag, so that's not that bad of a deal.
Really? In which universe is that?
We're in crazy town now.
Yeah.
So.
A year of Madame Alexander dolls. I don't even know what that is. What's a Madame Alexander doll?
No clue. You know? No idea.
$8,000 for that. So
I assume it's some sort of handmade, hand-painted kind of doll. That's weird.
All kinds of fantasy gifts if you want them at the Needless Markup catalog that's out today. Just in time for your Christmas buying. 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV Show.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
To try to figure out what the music is rather than me just jump in and say, you'll never guess what this movie music is. From a good Sylvester Stallone movie that John Lithgow is the bad guy in. Is that enough of a clue, Chucker, so people can figure out it's Cliffhanger?
That's a good clue. Good clue, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, that's pretty good music. I like that music.
Yeah, but it doesn't really set the tone for, and I don't know how these people figure, there's so many scores and so much. Because
so you want a more ominous score?
No, I want something that has more bounce and bump to it because that's what the movie's all about.
I like that score. I differ with you there. I thought that's a pretty good theme. John Lithgow's birthday today, Doug, 72 years old. He played the villain in Cliffhanger. Actually, Chris Walken was cast as a villain and dropped out of production about a month before shooting, and then they hired John Lithgow.
You know,
he took the role. He's good as villains and also good guy.
He is.
Good to both.
He was interviewed on a TV show that I was watching. I'm trying to remember where I was when I was watching it. I was in a hotel, I think, someplace. And it was on the plane. And there was a series of these Hollywood reporter interviews with various stars, men and women. And Lithgow was on. He's very likable. I've always thought he was very likable. But he's also very versatile. And as you pointed out, makes a good bad guy, and he is able to change his personality and persona, and also is the kind of a person that doesn't take himself seriously. I mean, think about him being the bad guy in that movie and then playing Winston Churchill. It doesn't even seem like it's the same person. That's how good he is.
Or the father in Harry and the Hendersons, which a lot of people might know him for. Or Footloose, the in 1984, the Kevin Bacon movie, which is extremely popular, played the preacher who didn't want kids to dance. But he also is a great, and I mean great villain, on season 4, Dexter on Showtime, where he played a character called the Trinity Killer. People who like that show know how good he is.
Well, one of the things he said, though, on this interview that is interesting in terms of his own career, is he says he plays, what was the word term? He plays the fixer. That is, when there are problems with other actors, like the one you just described from Cliffhanger, where somebody drops out, he gets calls all the time from his agent. Hey, there's a problem on the set. They need somebody tomorrow. Can you do it? And he says, sure. So if he's available, and that's how the Cliffhanger. But he said he's had dozens of roles in his career where other people have dropped out, and they call him and say, we need you. We need somebody credible. Can you be here tomorrow? And he says, yeah.
Actually, he has 111 acting credits. Pretty good career.
Yeah, good. All right, Chuck, he's got some more movie news. Stand by.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, Chucko, what's in the movie news bag?
Let me ask you a question. You see the trailers to this new disaster film, Geostorm, with...
Yes, we were just talking about it, Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. Well, it's tracking, the budget's like $125 million, and it's tracking at around a $10 million opening weekend. Universal, who's releasing the picture, did not do any advanced screenings for critics, which I get if the movie's not good, but they're not even previewing the movie tonight on Thursday, which is totally unheard of in the industry. Not
so you think there are too many of these disaster movies and people get tired? I was sort of thinking, do I want to go see it? And I didn't figure Meredith would want to go see it, so I don't know.
Well, you know, I love disaster movies. I'll see it, but the buzz is not good, which is disappointing to me.
Yeah, right. Well, he's been around. He's doing a lot of stuff, for sure. It'll be interesting to see how it works out. It's Chuck Curry at Poseidon 72. Follow him, Chuck, at Poseidon 72. 59 after.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.